Before more could be said, the lights dimmed and a spotlight lit in the middle of the room. It was a young angel tied down in chains. Nyla! She was ascended last year as a battle angel. My eyes widened. They captured her? She looked as if she had been tortured. Her wings were crooked and wrong. They were drooping and feathers were missing. Her long brown curly hair was now cut short, shaved. Cuts ran all along her arms and back. The shirt was barely hanging on, her pants were in tatters, and her armor was missing. Her white eyes closed in misery and pain.
"Let the fun begin, my lovelies," Lucifer yelled to the demons.
They converged on her rapidly. I stood up, yanking my chain. I screamed, "No!" I tried to pull away. I tried to get to her. I had to do something. No one deserved this. Lucifer smiled at me like he knew this would disturb me, and it humored him. The vicious atmosphere choked me, the cloying thickness of death and despair.
"You want to save her?"
he laughed. "I do. Let her go," I pleaded.
"What will you do for us, lovely? Will you give them your blood? Be their entertainment?"
He scoffed at me. I thought about taking her place. Would they kill me? Ijen stood next to me, yanking toward the young angel. He let me get close enough that I could touch her. "Nyla, please," I whispered, touching her shoulder and getting on my hands and knees next to her. Nyla lifted her head, looking at me with clarity.
"They were right to kick you out of heaven. Michael is coming with the rest of the archangels to kill you, you know? No matter what you do, you are dead to them. Let me die, half-breed scum,"
she spat at me. I jerked back at the venom in her voice. Lucifer watched us like we were his new favorite TV series. "I will take her place," I said to him. "Let her go, please." I pleaded, begging, really.
"You would trade yourself for someone with little disregard for you? For someone who would not give you the same respect?"
he demanded, fury evident in his voice. "No." One simple word. I was yanked back and the demons converged once more toward Nyla. I couldn't look. I was going to be sick. My stomach rolled as she screamed. Her pain was a living, breathing sensation ripping through the air. The room changed from the cloying air of despair to the unsatiated hunger and desires of the demons. Nyla was no more. I kept my eyes averted, tears springing free. How could my soul be a part of this? How could I be so dark and depraved? How many times do they do this? How many angels are caught to be fed upon? Lucifer looked at me with disdain.
"Take her away. She's ruining the fun."
Ijen acknowledged Lucifer with a nod, then led me away from the room. I stumbled along nimbly, my stomach twisted into knots. My hands shook with anger and sorrow. This was horrible. Vile. I could not become like them. Once in the large room, I ran to the bathroom, not caring that the chain around my neck tightened and strangled me. I couldn't breathe.